I want to talk about a dark subject today.
Ooh.
The shadow.
Okay.
Only the shadow knows. Mm-hmm. Well, you know how things happen like in clusters?
Yes.
And for me, I have a cluster of things happening which say, you need to understand the shadow more. For example, I was part of an organization in the cities, and it was a very positive culture, very loving, very humane culture. But what was happening is if people were peeling off when there was any disagreement. And what we had a facilitator working with the group, and she basically said, your group has a shadow. There's some behaviors that you've you sort of cut off, like disagreement, and you don't know how to do it. And that's your shadow. And if you don't know your shadow, witness it, name it, work it, you're doomed to have this kind of malady. Mm-hmm. And so, well, that's interesting. Okay, shadow, yeah. And then I was talking to another colleague about the research in positive emotion. And she goes, that's all well and good, but it scares me. Because if we say, and there's a lot of evidence, you focus on the positive and savor it, you know, can make a difference in your sense of well-being. She goes, but we don't want to communicate that hard emotions and the hard stuff is wrong or not, because you need to be, otherwise, if you don't incorporate your shadow, you're never going to be whole. You're always going to have parts of you peeled off. And then the third, okay, so let's say, okay, the shadow came up again. Interesting. And then my friend Barb sent me a quote. She has morning readings. And this morning reading, this quote by Carl Jung was, one does not become enlightened by imagining figures of light, but by making the darkness conscious. I thought, all right, I got to learn more about the shadow. All right, and I've had a book for about 4 years called The Shadow Effect, Illuminating the Hidden Power of Your True Self. Deepak Chopra, Debbie Ford, and Marianne Williamson wrote this book. And I thought, all right, well, I guess I should actually open the book and start reading about it. And I'll tell you, the bit I understand now has really enhanced my motivation to really get into understanding this. Because, well, let's talk about what is the shadow? What is the shadow is defined as a term came up with by Jung, repressed or denied parts of ourself. Mm. So the way Robert Bly talked about it in his little book on the human shadow, he says, we were born with a 360 personality, and as infants, we expressed the full breadth of our human nature without edit or censor. But as we grew up, however, we learned that certain slices of our 360-degree pie were unacceptable to people around us. Maybe we were shamed for crying or punished for being angry, maybe ridiculed for wanting attention or acting proud. So we learned to repress those slices of our pie, the ones that got us hurt. So according to Bly, what we did is as if we cut off a piece of ourselves and threw it in a backpack on us. We never like get rid of it.
Yeah.
We just like sort of, it's not okay to want attention or to be angry or to be soft, whatever. And so we just throw it behind us. But it doesn't go away. It's just, we just try to like hide it. And so Deepak Chopra in the book, The Shadow Effect, says, let's be clear, it's a shadow is not a problem to be solved. It's just part of us. And it's a fertile field to be cultivated. So the goal is not to clean up our act. The goal is to understand. The goal is to understand all parts of ourselves because it's repressed, it actually has a lot more power over us than we would like. So it's not about getting rid of our shadow. It's understanding it, befriending it, integrating it back into ourselves. Because we all always have this conflict, I think it's part of the human condition, about who we are and who we want to be, mm-hmm. you know, at the core. And the more we can make our conscious our shadow, the parts that we've cut off, the less we'll waste energy and the more conscious we can be about how we show up. Let me give you a little story that was in The Shadow Effect that I thought really portrayed this. This is, again, the book The Shadow Effect. This is the part that Deepak Chopra wrote. He said there was a very poor graduate student, and he had been befriended by a wealthy couple who invited him to dinner and took him places. And they were he was at a dinner party with this wealthy couple's house. And he said, oh, that reminds me of a story where I was with this wealthy couple out in London on the street, and they got in this huge argument. I was so embarrassed. And then this truck pulls up behind them, and it says Blue Tantrum on the side. And I thought, isn't that funny? Well, the conversation moves on, as a dinner party does, but later the hostess came up angrily and said, what led you to tell that humiliating story about us? He said, oh, nothing. It just came to mind. She goes, no, think back. It wasn't any story. It was a humiliating story. It was a put-down story. What were you feeling at the time that you told that story? When it came to mind? And this is quite a testament to this young man, because he said he didn't get defensive, and he thought, I was feeling inadequate because I could never afford this wine, this food. I was feeling jealous of your friends and your life. And that was the seed, that shadow feeling that mm-hmm. he wouldn't allow, was what led to this negative spew. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think about that one. I know I've done that, where I have a feeling of jealousy or fear, and it leads me to put it out on somebody else. You know, it's called projection. We'll talk about that later. And it's much easier, by the way, to not feel our feelings, but instead project them, put them on somebody else. It's like the phrase, I'm okay, you're okay. It's more like, I'm okay, you're not, and that's much more comfortable for me. I can tolerate the fact that you're controlling, or that your right. anger is inappropriate, or, right. you know, we spend a lot of energy. And so when you know the book, The Shadow Affects Us, you know the shadow is there when you see a lot of blaming, when you see a lot of judgment, when you see a lot of ridicule. That is a sign that the shadow is there. So it's all around us. I mean, just watch the news, mm-hmm. let alone watch ourselves or our neighbors. So you can identify your own shadows by just noticing what traits in others really get you, you know, really bother you. There's a phrase, I guess, this is from the website called Shadow Works. If you spot it, you got it.
Oh.
So if you react really irrationally or really strongly, become unduly annoyed or blow things out of proportion, it's possible that's a part of yourself that you've cut off as unacceptable, and it's still there. And the thing that the Robert Bly metaphor about the backpack with the shadow stuff in it, mm-hmm. is when you get around to opening it, if you have the courage to do that, it's kind of smelly in there. I mean, that stuff's been sitting and getting rancid for a long time.
Yeah.
And so it takes courage.
Yeah.
I'm going back to Brené Brown's work on shame. It takes the courage to look at that stuff and to own it. Mm. It takes compassion for ourselves to understand that this, you know, what happened? Why do we, what's this part? Because to be a whole person, we have the icky stuff too. We have the anger, we have the jealousy, we have the fear. And it takes connection to Brené Brown's point. It helps to be able to connect with others in a way where we really get that I'm not alone on this. This is not a sign that I'm a defective human being. And so it does take courage. It's not a boogeyman that we're talking about here. It's a part of ourselves that if we have the courage to look at, we actually don't waste as much time on bad habits. We can show up with much more integrity. But the more we sort of repress it, the more we do stuff that we know it's not good for us, mm-hmm. the more that we act contrary to what we say we actually believe. And we're not even aware of it because it's the shadow in the driver's seat there.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're wondering about like your New Year's resolutions or your New Year's intention about like overeating or doing less work or be more with your family, what one way you might be able to access that is to understand your shadow. What parts are you viewing as unacceptable that might be in the driver's seat around that stuff?
Mm-hmm.
How do I become more whole? So let me just leave you with a quote from Dr. Martin Luther King, because this work is not for the light of heart. But what it means is just noticing when you have those negative feelings, don't reject them, just wonder what that's about. Notice when you're projecting and judging others. Wonder what that's about. It's an awareness, awareness, awareness with compassion and love. And that's the Dr. Martin Luther King quote that I'll end with. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. So how do I do this shadow work with a bit of love?
Very good.
Thank you,
CJ. Marcia.